With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel and Hamas yesterday launching direct talks on a U.S.-drafted peace plan to end the war in Gaza. Those talks resume today in Egypt on the second anniversary of the war. Military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis summarizes the points at stake.
At the heart of this is the release of the hostages living and dead, ceasefire, freeze, the release of Palestinian detainees in Israeli prisons, certainly the disarmament of Hamas, the reconstruction of Gaza, the control of Gaza. All of those issues are wrapped into this plan.
President Trump has indicated an agreement on Gaza would pave the way for a Middle East peace process that could reshape the region. Both Illinois and Chicago have filed suit now aiming to stop President Trump's deployment of hundreds of National Guard troops in the Windy City. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president has portrayed Chicago and other U.S. cities as war-ravaged and lawless and argued they need federal involvement. But the lawsuit alleges that Donald Trump's long-declared war on Chicago and Illinois is unlawful and dangerous. A federal judge did not immediately block the deployment of National Guard troops, but gave the Trump administration 2 days to respond to Illinois' lawsuit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In India, airline pilots are not happy at all. As a matter of fact, they're calling on the country's civil aviation regulator to investigate the Boeing 787 Dreamliner fleet for electrical issues. That follows after one of the planes abruptly deployed an emergency power system midair over the weekend. The plane did land safely. This is SRN News. For the first time, scientists have created early-stage human embryos taken from people's skin cells. On his podcast, The Briefing, Southern Baptist Theological Seminary President Dr. Albert Moeller warned of the moral danger.
You alienate having a baby from the proper context of marriage, guess what? You have just brought on moral risk beyond our imagination. And so all of a sudden this sounds like science fiction. It sounds like some kind of disaster, you know, apocalyptic tale. Well, you know what? Once you say, we're going to redefine human reproduction, guess what? You have redefined human reproduction. And you can't say we're going to do it a little bit. Turns out you're going to open the door for just about everything else.
This work could help women who are infertile or same-sex couples to have babies with their own genes. Moeller cautioned how close we are to moral disaster. This is SRN News. Well, don't laugh. Flag football is turning pro.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league plans to launch women's and men's professional flag football leagues in the next couple of years. The timeline outlined by Goodell at the Leaders in Sport Conference in London would see the leagues created ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, which will feature flag football for the first time. The league has prioritized flag football as a way to attract young fans. Goodell says, quote, "The demand is there," end quote, at the stateside college and international university level. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Los Angeles Angels facing a court trial over whether that team is responsible for the drug overdose death of one of its players. The family of pitcher Tyler Skaggs filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the team. He died from an overdose on a team trip to Arlington, Texas in 2019. More details at srnnews.com.